CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. UPS and FedEx are working overtime to get your holiday gifts to their destinations.
And if you're shipping and need items to arrive by Christmas, UPS Next Day Air will get it there if you send it by Monday. And for FedEx, it's Monday or Christmas Eve if you choose their same day option.
CBS's Elise Preston. We're learning more about the man suspected of plowing a car through a German Christmas market. The BBC's Bethany Bell is following.
More details have emerged about the suspect, who's been named by police as Talib al-Abdul Mohsen. Originally from Saudi Arabia, he arrived in Germany in 2006 and was recognized as a refugee in 2016.
Five people were killed in that incident. Police shot and killed a man who drove his car into the Killeen Mall in Texas. Here's Sergeant Brian Washko.
The suspect drove through the doors and continued to travel through the JCPenney store, striking multiple people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cleanup will continue into the new year at the state's largest oil spill in history in Jefferson County. It's owned by Canadian power company Enbridge, and Wisconsin tribes say Enbridge's lines are putting their environment at risk. They've been advocating for their land for years, and now that story is taking center stage, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An independent documentary highlights the struggles of northern Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, including the tribe's lengthy dispute with Canadian energy company Enbridge. The film outlines the 70-plus year battle to get Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline off of tribal land. One person interviewed in the film is Patty Lowe, retired director of the Center for Native American and Indigenous Research at Northwestern University.
Everyone, whether you live in a red or a blue state, or whether you are Native or non-Native, want clean water and clean air, not just for themselves, but for their children and grandchildren.
After years of protest, a federal judge last year gave Enbridge 3 years to shut down the pipeline on the reservation. Last month, the state issued construction permits to reroute Line 5 about 40 miles south of the reservation by 2026. Lowell and others in the film say the proposed reroute isn't enough to protect their lands in nearby areas. Enbridge lawyers and the U.S. government say a 1977 energy treaty with Canada prevents them from shutting down the pipeline. There have been over 20 spills along the Line 5's 645-mile route since 1968, including more than 14,000 gallons in Bad River land. The film Bad River, A Story of Defiance is streaming on Peacock. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks beat the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the Bucks over the Wizards, 112-101. Giannis and Damian Lillard both sat out, so Bobby Portis stepped up, scoring 34 points, his highest of the season.
It's going to be nice where, you know, your best players sit out and get rest days, and then there's nice where the other guys have opportunity to step up and show what they can do, so it was a big win for us tonight.
The Bucks are in Chicago tomorrow night against the Bulls. NFL, the Packers holding practice indoors, getting ready for Monday Night Football. They host the Saints, who will start rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler, a fifth-round pick out of Oklahoma. Now, just because New Orleans has slipped to 5-9 doesn't mean they will be easy to beat.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked. I don't care who you're playing. I mean, look at the game last week. I mean, they had a chance to win the game on the last play of the game. So, to me, every week's the same.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies today, a south to southeast wind, 5 to 15, with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, a wintry mix of some snow and light freezing rain, temperatures in the upper 20s, little to no ice or snow accumulation expected. Right now, it's 19.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show for a Christmas edition of Motown Monday. We'll stroll down memory lane with some of your favorite Christmas songs and get you ready for the holiday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The music of the stars, our candlelight Christmas. Alan Grossman wrote this. Julie Andrews, John Denver, Placido Domingo. The music of the stars.
Once again.
Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network, Orson Welles.
And may the spirit of Christmas be with us, and not only on Christmas. We mean the spirit of kindliness and gentleness that seems to be with us on Christmas Day. The spirit that makes us say Merry Christmas to a stranger, but makes us friendlier. The spirit of giving to others. The spirit of selflessness. The spirit of love thy neighbor as thyself. The spirit of him whose birth we celebrate today. Some of which seems to enter into us on Christmas. We don't mean to preach a sermon, but we do think that if something of that spirit were with us 365 days of the year, instead of just one day, and if it weren't just with us, but with nations, all nations, then maybe someday, unstained by the red blood of war, there'd be a long succession of white Christmases, a lifetime, many lifetimes of white Christmases.
Yeah.
Tony Sandler and Ralph Young on Capitol Records.
I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, for all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are too soon old. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bells of Christmas for all lonely children wherever they may be. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas with me.
Great song. Sandler and Young. Gloria Regni wrote that. It's the music of the stars on our Candlelight Christmas. Good morning. I'm Lou Regani. On the shortest day of the year. Franz Gruber's biggest hit. Here's Jack Lemmon at the keyboard with Tommy Newsom and the TV Jazz Stars. The Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you. Jag Lemmon, Tommy Newsom, brilliant musicians. The music of the stars. Our candlelight Christmas.
Jesus.
The Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's Cary Grant.
It's Christmas Eve, and you are asleep, my little one. This is such a special night for you, and for me. For you, because you will awaken to a joyful morning, filled with wonderful surprises, and all the things our love can do to delight you. There's a shining Christmas tree, and a doll, a music box, and some toys. And for me, because I will watch your happiness. All this joy we will share because of the birthday of the Christ child, who taught us that in loving and giving, we find our own happiness, and that angels do watch over us. Angels bless you, little one. While you're fast asleep, you'll awake to dancing toys, candy canes, Christmas joys. And I pray your whole life through, angels will watch over you. Loving you the way I do. My little one, sleep well. Loving you the way I do. Oh, my dear little one, sleep well. Merry Christmas.
Talk a bit about Carolyn Grimes, the last remaining cast member from It's a Wonderful Life. Frank Capra, the director, he picked her specially out of all those other children to be Zuzu. Called it a real privilege to be part of this American classic. Well, now she's a celebrity. And by the way, she's on Facebook. Carolyn Zuzu Grimes. Join her. She'd love that. She's had some adversity, her share, in her life. Said something about, in order to experience how wonderful things can be, you have to have some difficult times. That sounds like George Bailey talking. He didn't exactly say it, but we can guess what he was thinking. Some of the adversity, well, the death of her mother in the early career in life, and then less than a year later, her dad also passed away, and the court got involved, as they do, and they shipped her to a little town in Missouri to live with her uncle. She lost all contact with her life in California. But because of the movie, all these newspapers, TV stations are always running some stories about It's a Wonderful Life, as we did earlier in the first hour. And, of course, they mention Carolyn Grimes. One of those stories was picked up by the Associated Press. And through that article, she got a letter from a man who turned out to be her dance best friend. His name was Perry Venice. And now she had a chance to talk about her mom and dad with Perry and to write back and forth. Doug Moore was another of Carolyn Grimes' special friends. And he's a teacher at a college and a TV critic, Doug Moore. Well, he went to a movie festival and met a man named Dale Horning. And Dale had this buddy in California who was a neighbor when she was living there as a baby. Great stories. Here is her story. The Music of the Stars with Carolyn Zuzu Grimes. Because I corresponded and I found another contact with her past. Hadn't been for It's a Wonderful Life, they would never have found Carolyn Grimes. So there you see, I guess. Isn't there a message? Everybody's life touches somebody else's.
Yeah.
So if they weren't around, it would leave an awful vacant space. I can dig that. See, one thing, Carolyn Grimes was born in California. And in Hollywood, actually. So she'd never seen snow before. Well, that winter set for It's a Wonderful Life was fascinating. But the one thing she remembered most during filming It's a Wonderful Life was that big Christmas tree in the Bailey house. Biggest tree she'd ever seen. Christmas tree. And it was beautifully decorated in the set for the Bailey household. Had ornaments on it. I remember thinking, Carolyn said, that the tree looked like it should be from Fairyland. And her mom was there for all the filming. Could hardly keep her from touching all the tree ornaments. I can identify with that when I was a kid. And movie making, it's glamorous, sure. At least in people's impressions, but it can be confusing to a kid. You know, Zuzu's upstairs bedroom, that's not upstairs at all. It was in the corner of the stage. And she enjoyed bouncing up and down the stairs with Jimmy Stewart's back. They did it again and again for take after take. Carolyn Grimes lives in Kansas now. I met her in Rosemont at a convention once. And since that movie, a lot of fans out there send her angels for Christmas. You know, every time a bell rings, angel gets its wings. Well, so Carolyn collects angels. And she goes, now I look at those angels all year and I'm reminded that a part of my life that makes me feel very special. Thank you, It's a Wonderful Life. Signed, Carolyn Grimes, Zuzu Bailey. Music of the Stars on our Candlelight Christmas. Songs You Never Hear, The Gold Diggers with I Sing Noel. On the Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.
These are the bells of Notre Dame. Johnny Kay. We'll take a break for news from the Columbia Broadcasting System and back again all the way till high noon today as usual on the Music of the Stars, Candlelight Christmas. I'm Lou Regani. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
the Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something new, but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see, I wish it every day. Lords on the far, fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas.
Christmas darling.
Happy New Year.
Now, stand by for news. We're on till high noon.
Lords on the far, fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new CBS News poll finds Americans are feeling more hopeful than discouraged as they look ahead to the new year. CBS's Jennifer DePinto is the deputy director of surveys.
Politics and Donald Trump specifically play a role in people's outlook for next year. Republicans are more hopeful about 2025 than Democrats are. So we find that among those who are feeling hopeful, their top reason why is that Donald Trump is becoming president.
Christmas is just 3 days away, and that makes this a big weekend for both shopping and traveling. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
An estimated 107 million will be driving for the holidays and 2.8 million taking flights.
On this final push before Christmas, this shopper prefers to go to actual stores.
So it's not just like you're sitting in front of your computer and you're just, you know, on the screen. It's like you get to have a one-on-one connection. You get to, like, touch, feel, put things back on the shelf, on the shelf.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.